Good afternoon from Mitchell, South Dakota, as we get for Great Plains Athletic Conference football between the North College Defenders and the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. The season finale for both teams. Dakota Wesleyan started this year 5-1 before losing three of their last four contests. For North College, they won two in a row in mid-October. They have since lost three in a row. And the North College Defenders and Dakota Wesleyan Tigers both looking for a close to the season that they can be happy with. Dakota Wesleyan celebrating Senior Day on a snowy and cool afternoon in Mitchell, South Dakota. Good afternoon, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you. We are located near midfield in the press box at Joe Quintal Stadium. Looking across the way, Mitchell High School very close nearby. For the Dort College fans, a little late in arriving. They are waiting until kickoff to make their way into the visitor's stands. Let's take a break, and we'll be back checking in with Great Plains Athletic Conference Commissioner Corey Westra about what's happening today in the GPAC right after this.
Saturday report for Saturday, November 15, brought to you by the Great Plains Athletic Conference. I'm Corey Westra. On this football Saturday this week, we take a look back first off at the games played last Saturday in the GPAC. The top 10 matchup in Sioux City went to number 1 Morningside over number 7 North. This is the GPAC Football Saturday Report for Saturday, November 15, brought to you by the Great Plains Athletic Conference. I'm Corey Westra. On this football Saturday this week, we take a look back first off at the games played last Saturday in the GPAC. The top 10 matchup in Sioux City went to number 1 Morningside over number 7 Northwestern. The final score was 42-24. Concordia defeated Dakota Wesleyan 27-19. Nona winner over Briarcliff 20-0. Hastings in Sioux Center defeats Dort 30-21. And Nebraska Wesleyan over Midland 37-30, the final score. Here's your Hoffman America Sports Football Players of the Week. Offensively, Brandon Weger, running back from Morningside, takes the honor. 217 yards against the Northwestern Red Raiders, 1,710 yards on the season, and he also became the career leading rusher at Morningside with 2,915 yards. He has 31 scores this year. Tate Sybil, defensive back from Concordia, is your defensive player of the week. A big fumble return, 41 yards for a first quarter score in the Bulldog win against Dakota Wesleyan in Seward. And Jordan Peterson, Doan's punter and kicker, is the special teams performer of the week. A big day on the punts, 38.8 per yard average, and then also had a field goal of 40 yards and made all of his PATs on the day as Doan picked up that win at home against Briarcliff. That's a look back at last week around the GPAC. Coming up after the break, we'll preview this final Saturday of GPAC football. The GPAC Football Saturday Report continues right after this.
The Great Plains Athletic Conference is an affiliated conference of the NAIA, consisting of 11 private, faith-based colleges and universities in Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota. Founded in 2000, the GPAC is proud of our academic and athletic tradition. Last year, the conference totaled over 500 NAIA Daktronic Scholar Athletes, and the GPAC has 20 team NAIA National Champions. Visit our website at gpacsports.com, where you can also find links to our Facebook and Twitter sites as well. The Great Plains Athletic Conference, academic and athletic excellence since 2000.
We move into the final Saturday of GPAC football for the 2014 campaign, and we'll jump right into the schedule as all the teams are in action this week in the conference, and we'll begin with number 1, Morningside. The top-ranked Mustangs will go after an undefeated season on the road against Doan, who is receiving votes. The Tigers come into this game at 6-3 overall and 6-2 in the GPAC, sitting in third place. 1 o'clock kick at Simon Field in Crete, Nebraska. Concordia will battle Briarcliff this week. That's going to be in Sioux City at Memorial Field, not at the Dakota Dome, at Memorial Field. 1 o'clock kickoff for BCU and Concordia. Dort will head to Mitchell to battle Dakota Wesleyan and the Tigers. 1 o'clock kick there. 12th-ranked Northwestern dropped from 7-12 after the loss to Morningside, a key home game with playoff implications as the Red Raiders host Midland in Orange City at DeBeloy Stadium, Corver Field. And finally, Nebraska Wesleyan will head to Hastings this week to round out the season as the Broncos and Prairie Wolves will hook up in a 1 o'clock kickoff at Lloyd Wilson Field. Let's take a look then at the updated NAIA Top 10 heading into this final Saturday of the regular season. Morningside in the top spot for the ninth week in a row. Carroll is 2, Grandview 3, Southern Oregon 4, Georgetown 5, St. Xavier 6, Missouri Valley 7, Lindsey Wilson 8, Marion 9, and Faulkner is ranked 10th. Northwestern is ranked 12th, and Doan is receiving votes in the latest NAIA football poll. And this has been the final GPAC Football Saturday report for this final Saturday of the football season in 2014. Be sure to visit the website at gpacsports.com for all the scores from today's game, also Football All Conference coming out next week, and the playoff pairings of the NAIA on Sunday. I'm Corey Westra for the Great Plains Athletic Conference.
Well, we've taken care of talking with Corey Westra, Great Plains Athletic Conference Commissioner, and the look ahead at play, and taking a look at some of the pictures I'm seeing from around the conference. General snowfall encompassing the Great Plains Athletic Conference and play today. The Dort College Dakota Wesleyan contest affected by snow. Concordia at Briar Cliff affected by snow. Morningside at Doan, it's snowing down there as well. Nebraska Wesleyan at Hastings, and Midland versus Northwestern. So all five games today will be played on snow-covered fields as we wrap up the Great Plains Athletic Conference football season for 2014. The Dakota Wesleyan Tigers started the year 5-1, as I mentioned earlier. The losses since then are to Morningside, Nebraska Wesleyan, and Concordia. The win in the last four outings was a 42-21 decision over Midland back on October the 25th. The Tigers are currently 6-4 overall, 4-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Stopping Dakota Wesleyan or controlling them will revolve greatly around controlling Francois Bourneau. He leads the Dakota Wesleyan rushing attack with a little over 1,100 yards, actually just under 1,200 yards this season. 233 carries. He scored 12 touchdowns, has a 5.1 yards per rush average. He has nearly 3,500 yards of career rushing. He is the career rushing leader at Dakota Wesleyan. Dylan Turner has 356 yards on 159 carries. He's the quarterback. He has completed 149 of 297 passes for just over 1,600 yards and has 10 touchdown passes. He's thrown 14 interceptions. Alex Robertson and Cody Larson have 35 and 34 catches, respectively. They average 10.2 and 10.9 yards per catch. Dustin Livingston and Trevor Schrader have 27 and 25 catches each. Schrader tops the team with 17.6 yards per catch. Livingston and Schrader have 4 touchdown catches each. Daniel Porter is the place kicker. He's 24 of 29 on point afters. He has not converted a field goal yet this season. Brady Bonte has 72 tackles to lead the Tigers. He has 21 tackles for loss with 5 sacks. The defenders are 1-6 in the GPAC, and that should be 1-7 in the GPAC. 2-8 overall. Dort College won back-to-back games against Trinity Bible College and Nebraska Wesleyan back in mid-October. Defenders have since lost 3 to Northwestern, Doan, and Hastings and put together a pretty strong showing last week against the Hastings College Broncos. Daniel Fennig has 426 yards on 95 carries, 4.5 yards per carry average. He has 2 touchdowns. Talon Seaman has 389 yards with 5 scores and a 3.1 yards per carry average. Logan Vandebeck and Xavier Caffey have 321 and 182 yards, respectively. Trey Pickney has 153 yards on the ground. He returned to action after a significant amount of time off due to a hand injury. Seaman has completed 39 passes for just over 660 yards. He has 3 touchdowns and has thrown 6 interceptions. Jason Miller's his favorite receiver, 26 catches, 410 yards, 15.8 yards per catch. Pickney has 11 catches for 17.6 yards per catch average. Rockland now has 6 catches for 14.3 yards per catch. Vinoy Harris leads the Dort College defense. Now, he didn't play last week. He has 95 tackles with 12 tackles for loss and a sack. Cole McLean, the safety, has 94 tackles with 1 interception and a fumble recovery. Alex Vasquez has 53 tackles with a sack. Anthony Suarar and Matt Albert each have 2 interceptions for the defenders. Dakota Wesleyan went to Concordia on Saturday, lost 27-19 after trailing 20-0 at halftime. Turner had 75 yards, Bourneau 44 on the ground. Turner was 15 of 28 passing for 218 yards. Dort College lost to Hastings 30-21 after narrowing the score to 27-21 early in the fourth quarter on a 7-yard run by Damani Roberts. Hastings eventually put the game out of reach, 30-21 with a field goal. That's how the game ended. Dordout gained Hastings on the ground, 319-151. Hastings had 218 yards passing to 48 for the defenders. Seaman ran for 142 yards on 25 carries, and Fennig had 78 yards on 12 carries. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break and be back with kickoff right after this. Dakota Wesleyan leads the series 6-0. They won last year's game 27-0. Wesleyan outgained Dort College 155-119 on the ground, 355-191 overall. Barno had a big day with 158 yards rushing on 29 attempts. He also had one touchdown catch. Daryl Van Grau caught four passes for Dort for 52 yards, and Anthony Meilenberg had four catches for 74 yards with a touchdown. Dort College won the opening toss, and they elect to receive. He'll be moving from left to right, and if I have my directions correct, I am facing the south. So to my left is the east, and they'll be moving from east to west. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dakota Wesleyan in their gray jersey tops, blue numbers trimmed out in white. They have blue pants, the Dort College defenders, black pants, white shirts, and black numbers trimmed out in gold. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Get a pretty clear picture early on what the footing is going to be like. Dakota Wesleyan kicker approaches. Porter puts it end over end. Taken by Pickney at the 10-yard line. To the 15, to the 20, and he is going to be brought down at the 21-yard line. First down and 10 for the defenders at their own 21-yard line. Now, I should say right off the bat, yard line's going to be a problem today. We are going to go with estimates. We have the padded yard markers on the sideline at about the 20, 30, 40, and 50-yard lines, so on and so forth. And the lines were brushed off before the contest began, but there is snowfall here in Mitchell right now, and we will see. We'll do our best to estimate where things are at. Dort College with a football to start. First down and 10 at their own 21-yard line. Talen Seaman is the quarterback. Daniel Fennig, the running back. Seaman is under center, sends Pickney in motion. They hand it off on the dive up the middle to Fennig. Fennig, the ball carrier, and Fennig nearly a 10-yard pickup on the play before he is dragged down. Tackle made by Dakota Wesleyan. Clark Butler. Butler, one of the linebackers, coming up to make the stop, and that is a first down for the defenders. First down and 10 for Dort College after the Daniel Fennig carry. Generous spot, gave him all the way out to the 33-yard line. First down and 10 for the defenders. Seaman under center. Damani Roberts is the other wing back. They pitch it over to Pickney. Pickney in motion. Pickney gets a block. Runs out of bounds after about a 4-yard pickup on the play. It'll be second down and 6. Riley Sharper in at center for Dort College. Ricky Nelson is the near side tackle. Near side guard is Jacob Cook. Go to the other side of the field. Or the other side of the line, you've got left tackle Dylan Stevens. And I believe that is Griffin Pellet at the left guard. Seaman under center, bark signals. Nobody moves. 15 seconds on the play clock. Backs away from center, gets the play in from the sideline. Second down and long for the defenders. Man in motion is Pickney. They hand it off to Fennig. Fennig, the ball carrier, and Fennig picks up 3 yards on the play. Cuts the yardage in half for Dort College, and they're facing third down and 3. Third and 3 at their own 41-yard line. We've got one first down already on this drive. And the Dort College defenders up to the line of scrimmage. Near side wide receiver for Dort College, Josh Van Groningen. Third down and 3. 13-19 and counting. Seaman is under center. They send Roberts in motion. Fake the pitch. Hand it up to Fennig. Fennig the ball carrier. And Fennig out near midfield. He picks him up more than enough for a first down. 7-yard pickup on the play And the Dort College defenders have a first down at their own 49-yard line. Wide receiver on the far side of the field for the Dort College defenders, that's Rockland Mao. Dort College near midfield, first down and 10. Ben Groningen will go to the narrow side of the field now. And Rockland comes over to the near side. That's the wide side of the field. Football located on the left hash mark, if you could view it. They hand it off to Fennig. Fennig, the ball carrier, and Daniel Fennig again. 4-yard pickup on the play. Straight ahead, running off the right side. Ricky Nelson able to clear a path for him along with Jacob Cook. Sets up second down and 6 for the defenders at the Dakota Wesleyan 47-yard line. So Dort College, a couple of first downs, moving the football against this Dakota Wesleyan defense. 12:22 left to go in the first quarter. We are scoreless. Up to the line of scrimmage with a football, Seaman. Riley Sharper will snap the football when we resume play. Seaman backs away from center. They hand it off. Daniel Fanning nowhere to go, and he is going to be thrown for a loss. Daniel Fanning thrown for a 1-yard loss on the play. That'll bring up third down and long for the defenders. We're going to call it third down and 6. Clock continuing to roll. A little over 3 minutes gone in this contest. Snowfall coming down here in Mitchell. Winds are calm. Game time temperatures in the low 20s. Taylen Seaman under center. Got Pickney to the right. Fennig is the running back. Pitch it over to Pickney. Pickney has a corner. Can he get there? He gets to the edge. Running to the sideline and gets there for a first down. Trey Pickney able to get to the corner. Turned it. Footing didn't look to be an issue that time for Trey. Trey picks up 7 yards. He needed 6, and the Dort College defenders have another first down. So Trey Pickney on the left edge got a lead block out there. I believe that was Damani Roberts who threw a block for him on the sweep. And Dort College getting their formation. 20 seconds on the play clock. They've got time. Siemens under center. Taylen barking signals. Looks like a free play. There was movement on the line of scrimmage. Throw it up for grabs and in and out of the hands of the defensive back. Doesn't appear that they threw a flag on the play, though. Certainly looked like there was movement in the middle of the line by Dakota Wesleyan. And we have seen that before where Dort College, if the center believes that someone moved and the penalty's coming, they will snap the football and take a free play. That time no flag comes out. They say that Dakota Wesleyan got back to their side of the line of scrimmage in time without making contact with a Dort College player. Stops the clock. Dakota Wesleyan on defense. Dort College facing 2nd and 10. Handoff to Daniel Fennig. Fennig the ball carrier, and Daniel picks up 5 yards on the play. It's 3rd down and 5 for Dort College in Dakota Wesleyan territory near the 35-yard line. 10:34 and counting. First quarter of play. Dort College started its drive at their own 21-yard line. Used a steady diet of running plays. They've spread it around between Pickney and Fennig, the two seniors, playing in their last Dort College football game. Under center is Siemens. Send a man in motion. That's Roberts. Miscommunication. Siemens is going to struggle forward, and he's going to be stopped for no gain. Miscommunication that time. Looked like he wanted to hand it to Fennig. Fennig, though, was read something differently, and that brings up 4th down and 5. And the Dort College defenders are facing 4th down and long. Daniel Fennig checks out of the contest. Loken Vandevecht is in at running back. 4th down and 5 for the defenders. 3-man front for Dakota Wesleyan. Taylen Seaman is under center. Dort College going forward on 4th down here, deep in Dakota Wesleyan territory, or I should say in Dakota Wesleyan territory. Might be a little generous saying deep. Taylen Seaman under center. 10 seconds on the play clock. Seaman sends a man in motion. Hands it off to Vandevecht. Vandevecht the ball carrier, and Vandevecht very near a first down. Looks like he might be just short. They'll stop the clock on the play. Loken Vandevecht, the junior from Orange City, looks like he is going to be stopped just shy of the first down marker. by less than a yard. That was a fourth down and five situation. And the referee, Randy Hagedorn, wants a timeout to bring the chains out. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. They'll pull the chains tight, and Dort College is stopped short of the first down by the length of a football. Dakota Wesleyan will get it on downs. And Dakota Wesleyan will take over first down and 10. And it appears to be at about their own 30-yard line. So Dort College moves the football. Got into a situation where they threw an incomplete pass on first down, though, and were faced with fourth down and 6. They got 5.5 yards, but stopped short of the first down, and now Dakota Wesleyan has their first possession of the football game. Dakota Wesleyan taking over first down and 10 at their own 30-yard line. Turner is under center for Dakota Wesleyan. Dylan Turner turns, hands, gives to Barneau. Barneau with the ball, and Barneau into the open field. Francois Barneau to the 50, to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, and Cole McLean giving chase, slowed him down, and stopped short of the goal line. On a touchdown-saving tackle by Micah Twedell, but Francois Barneau goes 69 yards the first time he touches the football, and Dakota Wesleyan now knocking on the door. So Dakota Wesleyan, after getting the ball on downs, so a 69-yard pickup on the play. Dylan Turner up to the line of scrimmage for Dakota Wesleyan. Dakota Wesleyan threatening to break through immediately. Big play right out of the chute. They'll turn, hand it, give it to Barneau. Barneau met at the line of scrimmage by Logan Schoenhoven. Schoenhoven unable to bring him down. Barneau on the second effort. Gets into the end zone, so a 1-yard touchdown run by Barneau, and the North College defenders trail it 6-0, pending the point after. The score comes with 8:45 remaining in the first quarter. Dakota Wesleyan will line up for the point after. Every one of these could be an adventure. On the kick is Daniel Porter. Porter, right-footed kicker, 24 of 29 on point after attempts. And he will line it up, trying to give his team a 7-0 lead. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is up and through the uprights. Dakota Wesleyan leads it 7-0. 7-0 our score. Back with more after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR. Dort College hangs on to the football for a little over 5 minutes, come away empty. Dakota Wesleyan, a squib kick on the kickoff. And it rolls out of bounds. It'll be Dort College football. Good field position. They'll get it on the delay of game penalty at their own 35-yard line. As I was saying, Dort College held on to the football for over 5 minutes, came away with nothing as they turned it over on downs in Dakota Wesleyan territory. Dakota Wesleyan got the football and immediately went to their All-American candidate, the running back, Francois Barneau. And Barneau adds to his season total of 1,174 yards. He now has over 1,200 yards as he goes 69 yards on the first play, and he plows into the end zone for a touchdown to give Dakota Wesleyan the eventual 7-0 lead. Dort College will have it first down and 10 at their own 35. Let's see if Dort College is able to answer back immediately this time. Last week against Hastings, Hastings got up by 2 scores before Dort College was able to rebound. Hand off to Daniel Fennig. Fennig, the ball carrier, straight up the middle and then bounces to the outside. It'll end up being just a gain of a couple of yards on the play. On the second effort, he ends up losing a yard or so as he tried to bounce to the outside. Ran right over Riley Sharper that time up the middle and then went to the left. Picks up 2 yards. It's second down and 8. Dort College at their own 37-yard line. Second down and long. Snow a little heavier here in Mitchell right now. Taylen Seaman under center. Seaman runs option, pitches over to Pickney. Pickney with the football. Pickney struggling forward, and he is brought down near the sideline by Dakota Wesleyan. And Trey Pickney picks up, well, it was second down and 8. I'm going to call it a six-yard gain. Brings up third down and two. Matt's skills are going to get pushed to the limit today. Third down and two. Dort College at their own 43-yard line. This drive started at their own 35. After the kickoff by Dakota Wesleyan went out of bounds. Under center is Seaman. Dort College running their wing backs tight right off of the tackles to the right and left, respectively. Damani Roberts and Trey Pickney are the wings. Under center is Seaman. Seaman hands it off to Fennig. Fennig plows ahead, picks up a first down. Needed 2 yards, he gets 2.5. Well, bittersweet day watching Daniel Fennig and Trey Pickney play their last football game for the Dort College Defenders. Those two have been through the program for these 4 years. Pickney a little hampered by injury. Daniel Fennig's been a workhorse. When it's all said and done, I believe Daniel will be the career leader in rushing when we tabulate all of those numbers at the conclusion of the year. Handoff goes to Fennig. Fennig, the ball carrier, and Fennig picks up a couple of yards on the play. He's brought down by the defensive end. On the far side, that's Brady Mutter. Mutter, 11.5 tackles for loss. That time he grabs and throws Fennig down after a 2 yard pickup on the play. It's second down and 8. 6:39 left to play, first quarter. 7-0 our score, to Dakota Wesleyan with the lead. Talen Seaman up to the line of scrimmage. To the near side is Mal. That's the wide side of the field. Hand off to Fennig. Fennig, the ball carrier. Fennig picks up 4 yards on the play before he is spun down. It's going to bring up third down and appears to be 3 yards. Dort College is in Dakota Wesleyan territory at the 48-yard line. And by my estimate, they need about 4 yards to pick up the first down. And as I said earlier, and you can see a picture of the field on our Twitter feed, at DC Athletics. You'll understand what I'm talking about when I say estimates will rule today. Third down and 4. Hand off to Fennig. Fennig, the ball carrier, and Daniel Fennig. Close to another first down. Mutter drags him down. Might require a measurement. Dakota Wesleyan. They say that it's short of the first down by less than a foot. And for the second time this afternoon, Dort College faced with fourth down. Last time it was fourth down and 4, and they are fourth down and 5, and they were stopped just shy. This time they need less than the length of a football, it appears to me. Talen Seaman will bring the troops up to the line of scrimmage. 5:20 and counting, first quarter of play. Have not had much stoppage in play. Under center is Talen Seaman. 15 seconds on the play clock. Seaman barking signals. Hands it off to the fullback, and Daniel Fennig is stopped for no gain on the play. No gain on the play for Dakota Wesleyan. Shooting the gap is Cole Ratterman. And Ratterman with a few words for Daniel Fennig at the end of the play. Could have been a silly penalty on Dakota Wesleyan, but as it is, Dakota Wesleyan gets the football back at their own 45-yard line. So Dort College stopped on downs. They turn it over, and Dakota Wesleyan's got it, leading 7-0 with 5:05 left to play in the first quarter. I formation for Dakota Wesleyan. They hand it off to Bourneau, and Bourneau is submarined after a 6-yard pickup on the play. Tackle made by Dort College's linebacker. That was Joey Lovedare. Second down and 5. 4:40 remaining. Hand off to Bourneau. Bourneau, second effort, and he's going to bounce to the outside. He's to the 40, to the 35, and he is dragged down by Cam Petrie. Petrie makes the tackle at the 25-yard line. That's a big gain for Dakota Wesleyan. They've got a first down and 10. First down and 10 at the 25-yard line. First down and 10 for Dakota Wesleyan at the Dort College 25. And for Dakota Wesleyan, it's been a steady diet of Bourneau, and they hand it to him again. This time he is wrapped up. Short gain on the play. Tackle made by North College's Garrett Wybinga. Wybinga comes in to make the stop. 1 yard pickup on the play. It's second down and 9. Well, we will not see the ball in the air much today, I would imagine. This may be a fast-moving football game this afternoon. North College trailing 7-0. As I say that, Turner tries to dump it off underneath, and the pass falls incomplete. Intended for Dakota Wesleyan's Hayden Adams. Adams, a freshman from Illinois, covered on the play by Ari Hoekstra. Third down and long for Dakota Wesleyan. This will be a third down and 9 situation. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. Under center is Turner. Turner, delayed handoff. And Cam Petrie comes up to make the tackle. He had the initial contact, at least. So Barno is back into the contest. That was John Fabrizius on the carry. They picked up 4 yards on the play. It's going to be fourth down and 4. Football is at just inside the 20-yard line. If they get to the 15, they'll have more than enough for a first down. Dakota Wesleyan, they turn, hand it off to Francois Barneau. Barneau wrapped up short of the first down marker, and that's going to be a result in a change of possession. North College gets the football back on the defensive stop. Getting up off of the bottom of the pile for the North College defenders, Alex Vasquez. Vasquez makes the tackle, and North College gets it on downs. Dakota Wesleyan turns it over with 3:09 remaining here in the first quarter. And North College has it at their own 19-yard line. 7-0 our score. Xavier Caffey is into the football game for the first time. He's at a right wing. They send a man in motion. Seaman slips, pitches over to Pickney. Pickney, the ball carrier. Pickney wrapped up near the 30-yard line. Gains 9 yards on the play. Pickup of 9 for Pickney. Not the prettiest of plays, but Taylen Seaman slipped as he came out with a football, then pitched it at the last instant to Trey Pickney, and Pickney's able to pick up 9 yards on the play. It's second down and 1. 2:48 left to play, first quarter. Pickney is now to the right. Caffey to the left. The running back is Logan Vandebeck. They send a man in motion. North College having trouble right now with their footing. Saw Vandebeck slip as he tried to drive out from behind the quarterback. Seaman picks up enough for a first down, though. Gain of 1 on the play. And North College has another first down. North College has been able to move the football, but have nothing to show for it here through the first nearly 13 minutes of this football game. Van Groningen and Mao swap sides of the field. Taylen Seaman, the quarterback. First down and 10 at the North College 31-yard line. Seaman turns, hands, gives to Vandebeck. Vandebeck, he is brought down behind the line of scrimmage. Loses 1 on the play. Vandebeck banged up last week in practice. Did not play last week. That was on the heels of a good rushing performance against Doan. But got hurt in practice the following week. Did not suit up last week. And in all honesty, a little surprised to see him in uniform today. Second down and long for North College. 1:36 remaining. First quarter of play. Dakota Wesleyan 7, North College 0. Seaman's going to run option. He's got it. Fakes the pitch. Turns upfield. Had a crease. And he picks up 6 yards on the play. It's going to be third down and 4. So Seaman fakes the pitch to Pickney that time. And is able to find a crease on the far side. And he picks up 6 yards on the play. Third down and 4 coming for the defenders as we approach the 1 minute mark of the first quarter of play. Up to the line of scrimmage is Taylen Seaman. Seaman, the hard count. Dakota Wesleyan doesn't jump. They've got three down linemen. And one of their linebackers actually drops back deep into coverage. Dakota Wesleyan tried to stop the run basically with just those three down linemen. Now they bring the linebackers up to the line of scrimmage, right and left. No gain on the play for Vandevecht on the carry up the middle. And that'll bring up fourth down. Fourth down and three in their own territory. We'll see Heath Bonestro for the first time this afternoon. North College forced to punt in their own territory at about the 39-yard line. Now, if you could get Dakota Wesleyan to jump, you would pick up a first down. Dakota Wesleyan retreats to the sideline as the first quarter comes to an end. We'll swap sides of the field. We'll be back with Heath Bonestro punting when we resume play right after this. This is North College Football on KDCR. Heath Bonestro gets a running start, puts his foot into it. Line of scrimmage was the North College 39. Dakota Wesleyan will let it drop. And Dort College will send the defense out onto the field. Dakota Wesleyan with a football. And Dakota Wesleyan will have it at their own 20-yard line. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. 14:52 left to go in the half. For Bonestro, that was a 41-yard punt with no return. Turner up to the line of scrimmage for Dakota Wesleyan. They hand it off to Barneau. Barneau, not much there, picks up 2 yards, most of them coming on the second effort. And that'll bring up second down and seven. So a pickup of 3 on the play, and Barneau will check out of the football game. Barneau wears number 21 under center. Turner fakes the handoff, rolls right under pressure, dumps it off underneath. Pass is completed. And making the tackle for Dort College is Cam Petrie. Pass completion, though, to Andrew Schwader. And that's more than enough for a first down, and Dakota Wesleyan has it at their own 35-yard line. First quarter of play, Dort College 85 yards on 22 carries. Dakota Wesleyan 106 on 7 carries. Time of possession, Dort College 12:30. Dakota Wesleyan 2:30. 12-yard pickup on the running play by Dakota Wesleyan. And I believe that was Francois Barneau. Getting tougher to see the numbers through our windows here at the Joe Quintal Stadium. Snowflakes, a little bit of moisture, and that was actually Xavier Armijo on the carry. Armijo will get the carry again, 5-yard pickup straight up the middle, and he's wrapped up, but not before he picks up 5 or 6 yards on the play. Second down and 4 coming. Armijo with the 5-yard pickup on the play. Dakota Wesleyan with the football. Steady diet of Armijo right now. And Armijo with another 5-yard pickup on the play. Second effort gets him another 2 or 3 yards. By the time it's done, he's got an 8-yard pickup on the play. And the Dort College defenders giving up some yardage now. 13 minutes left to go. First half of play. Dort College defenders trailing Dakota Wesleyan 7-0. Snow still coming down in Mitchell. Under center is Turner. Turner turns, fakes the handoff, back to pass, looks underneath, pass is completed, and he's got some room to run. Down to the 20, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown Dakota Wesleyan. The pass completion to Hayden Adams, a 38-yard touchdown pass from Turner to Adams. And Dakota Wesleyan has a 13-0 lead pending the point after. So Dakota Wesleyan going to the air on the play-action pass. They fake the handoff to Armijo. And then found on the right side of the field, wide open, Adams. So Josh Turner to Hayden Adams. And Porter is on to attempt the point after for Dakota Wesleyan. 12:43 remaining in the first half. Snap is down. Kick is up by Porter. And Porter hooked that one. No good. 13-0 our score. The point after fails. Dakota Wesleyan, an 80-yard touchdown drive capped by a 38-yard pass completion. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR. End over end kick taken by Dort College inside the 10-yard line. They were hoping that it would roll out of bounds and they'd get field position at their own 35-yard line. The ball stops, though, on the sideline, or what we think is the sideline, at least. And the Dort College defenders, they pick it up. I believe that was Trey Pickney over on the far side picking it up, trying to run it out. He stopped at his own 15-yard line. And Dort College will take over deep in their own territory after the kickoff. So Dakota Wesleyan, an 80-yard drive and a 70-yard drive. They own a 13-0 lead. Now Dort College in a situation where they've got to bounce back. Trailing 13-0 with 12:38 left to go in the first half. Talen Seaman is under center. Send a man in motion, that's Pickney. Hand off up the middle. And I believe that's might be Leonard Manuel in at running back for the defenders. And that is indeed Leonard. So Leonard returning back to the running back position. Had heard that they were going to work him out this week and work on the handoffs between him and Talen Seaman. So Leonard Manuel, typically a defensive end, moves back over to the offensive side of the football and lining up at running back for Dort College. Leonard, another player who's in his last game for the defenders this afternoon. Native of Kansas City, Missouri. They hand it off to Leonard. Leonard up the middle, and Leonard picks up another 2 or 3 yards on the play. So this is a new wrinkle, a little bigger running back, and on a snowy day where yards are at a premium, and the longer the day goes along, the tougher the yards may be to get. It's now 2nd down and 7. Pickup of 3 on the play for Manuel. Daniel Fennig checks into the football game. Leonard checks to the, goes to the sideline. So 2nd down and 7. Talen Seaman under center. Seaman's going to run option. Has Roberts. Fakes the pitch to Damani Roberts. Struggles forward for a yard on the play. It's going to be 3rd down and long. 11:15 and counting. Dort College trailing 13-0. Moved the football well on their first possession. Turned it over on downs. Also had it in Dakota Wesleyan territory on their second possession and ended up turning it over on downs at the 45-yard line. And the defenders facing now 3rd down and 6. 3rd and 6 for Dort College. Look to the sideline for the play. Talen Seaman under center. Riley Sharper snaps him the football. Handoff goes to Fennig, and there's nothing there for Fennig. That's going to bring up 4th down, and Heath Bonestrow is on to punt. 10:27 remaining in the first half of play. Daniel Fennig, the carry, and he was stopped for no gain on the play. So Dort College punting from their own 31-yard line. 4th down and 6. Bonestrow awaits the snap. 4th down and 6. Bonestrow gets the snap. Low end over, low spiraling kick. Fair catch called for at the 35-yard line. So that's a 34-yard punt for Bonestrow, slightly below his season average. And Dakota Wesleyan will take over 1st down and 10 at their own 35. 9:53 left to go, first half. Dakota Wesleyan, 13, Dort College, 0. Dakota Wesleyan on the field with their offensive unit. Francois Bourneau back into the contest. I believe that's number 21 in the backfield at least. Hand off to Barneau. Barneau still on his feet. Finally taken down by Logan Schoenhoven. Gain of four on the play. Schoenhoven, the freshman from Hospers, Iowa, making the tackle. Second down and four. Schoenhoven has been hovering in the depth chart, second string for most of the season, bouncing around between linebacker spots as a backup. He's played special teams consistently. Hand off to Barneau. Barneau breaks a tackle and breaks another tackle. He's to midfield, now to the 40, to the 35, to the 30, 20. McLean giving chase, and McLean will drag him down at the 12-yard line for Barneau. That is a 48-yard pickup on the play. And Barneau now with well over 100 yards of rushing. And Dakota Wesleyan has it first down and 10 at the Dort College 12-yard line. First down and 10 for Dakota Wesleyan in Dort College territory. I formation for Dakota Wesleyan. They're threatening to add a third score to their 13-0 lead. Flags come out. Clock will stop on the penalty. False start on the offense. Five-yard penalty on the play. That will bring up first down and 15. Football now at the 17-yard line. In at running back for Dakota Wesleyan is Xavier Armijo. They turn hand to give Armijo. Taken down from behind by Matt Albert. But a gain of 9 yards on the play. It's second down and 6. Dakota Wesleyan now in Dort College territory, deep in their territory, down inside the 10. Armijo stays in at running back. Turner is under center. Tight end set to the right. They hand it off to Armijo. Armijo jammed up up front, struggles forward, maybe picks up a yard on the play. It's going to bring up third down. Third down and 4. 7:50 and counting here in the first half. Dakota Wesleyan leads 13-0. Armijo checks out of the contest. Checking back in is Barneau. So Francois Barneau, who got his team down into this position with a 49-yard pickup, will come on with, after a loss on the play by Armijo, it's third down and 7. They actually lost a yard or two. They hand it off to Barneau. No. Play action pass. Under pressure, Turner. Turner's pass in and out of the hands of the intended receiver. Now near the goal line in the far corner. And the Dort College defenders now will be facing a fourth down situation defensively. Coverage by Dom Stewart over on the far side. That brings up fourth down and 7 for Dakota Wesleyan, leading 13-0. As I said earlier, Daniel Porter, their place kicker, 0-8 on field goals. Missed his point, point after moments ago, and on a day that is not going to be great for kicking, Dakota Wesleyan will go for it. Fourth down and 7. Turner back to pass. Throws to the right side. Pass is tipped. Schoenhoven dives for it. Pass falls incomplete. And that it turns the football over to the Dort College defenders. So the defense holds. Force a turnover on downs. And the change of possession, Dort College will take over at their 8-yard line. Dort College with it at their own 8. Forest field position easily of the afternoon for Dort College. 7:13 left to play, first half. But the defense holds. Let's see if the offense can put together a time-consuming scoring drive here. Under center is Taylen Seaman. Seaman hands it off up the middle. Not sure if that's Fent or Vandevecht in at running back. And that is Daniel Fennig. Fennig, little or no gain on the play. That brings up second down and long. Second and long, 6:50 left to play. So Vandevecht in at running back now for the defenders. Clearly number 28 back there. Pickney set to the left. Seaman is under center. Sharper snaps the football. Miscommunication. They pitch it right side over to Pickney. Pickney trying to make something out of nothing, and Pickney is thrown for a one-yard loss on the play. It's going to bring up third down the long. Seaman turned to his left. The play wasn't developing that way. Spun to the right and pitched it to Pickney, and Pickney was thrown for a loss on the play. And now Dort College will spread the wings out, put them in the slots. Damani Roberts and Trey Pickney left and right in the slots. And Dort College will go to the pistol. Seaman takes the snap. Draw play, they hand it off to Vandevec, and Vandevec spun out again trying to get his footing. No gain on the play. It's going to be fourth down and 10. .5:40 left to play. First half of action. Clock continues to move. Dort College forced to punt from deep in their own territory. This is going to be a punt from their own 6-yard line. That's where the line of scrimmage is, at least. So Bonestro is stationed just under the crossbar of the uprights. Snap is back to Bonestro, and it goes through his hands out of the back of the end zone, and that's a safety. So he's safety as Bonestro had to go up high to try and grab it. And it slips through his fingertips out of the back of the end zone, and that results in a safety. Dakota Wesleyan leads now 15-0, and Dakota Wesleyan will get the football on the free kick. Right after this, this is Dort College Football on KDCR 88.5 FM. Kick will take a bounce at the 15-yard line. Dakota Wesleyan trying to run it out, and they're going to be stopped at the 24-yard line, and Dakota Wesleyan will take over first down and 10 at their own 24. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing 15-0, 5:04 left to play in the first half, a fast-moving first half of play. Dakota Wesleyan Tigers up to the line of scrimmage, and Wesleyan will spread the field. Three receivers to the near side, a receiver to the far side, and a lone setback, that's Francois Barneau. Matt Albert checks into the football game. Checking out for Dort College, number 76, that's Andrew Cameron, racing to the sideline. Dakota Wesleyan, they hand it off to Barneau. Barneau, short gain on the play. That's going to bring up second down and long. Second and long, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Moments ago, a safety recorded as Heath Bonestro was unable to handle the snap in the end zone, went through his hands, and squirted through the end zone for a safety. High formation for Dakota Wesleyan, so they went spread on the first play from scrimmage on this series. They hand it off to Barneau, and Barneau, nothing there that time, as he is stopped cold at the line of scrimmage, trying to get to the left edge, and that will bring up third down. Third down with 4:20 left to play. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders trying to get a stop here. Dakota Wesleyan up to the line of scrimmage, leading 15-0. 4 minutes left to go, first half. Turner is under center for Dakota Wesleyan. Turner turns, fakes the handoff. He's going to pass over the middle. Pass is batted and incomplete. Picking the play up for Dort College was Dom Stewart. Stewart on the coverage. Andrew Schwader was the intended receiver. Stewart makes the play as he knocks it away. Incomplete pass stops the clock. And with 3:48 left to go in the first half, Dakota Wesleyan is forced to punt. Porter will punt. Pickney is at his own 35-yard line. So let's see if Dort College can break one here. Porter The end-over-end kick takes a bounce at the Dort College 45-yard line, inside the 40, down to the 38. Dort College will take over, first down and 10, at their own 38-yard line. So Dakota Wesleyan punts from their own 29. Dort College will take over at their own 39. Today's broadcast of Dort College football on KDCR made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs, 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, also online at hiltrealestate.com. They pitch it to Pickney. Pickney to the wide side of the field, gets a block from Caffey. Caffey, though, unable to fight off the two defenders. And Dort College, loss of yardage on the play. It's going to bring up second down and long. So Dort College went to the toss and banged up on the play for Dort College. One of the offensive linemen over on the near sideline, Griffin Pello, shaken up on the play. And he will check out of the football game. Dort College facing second down and 12, a loss of 2 on that last play. Dort College trailing 15-0. Seaman is under center. Three down linemen, Dakota Wesleyan playing it straight up. Don't bring any linebackers up the line of scrimmage, and Daniel Fanig picks up 4 yards on the play. Make it 5, it's going to be second down, I beg your pardon, third down and long. Timeout on the field. Dakota Wesleyan calls a timeout. Talk things over and try to preserve the clock as we head towards halftime. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. 3:12 left to go in the first half. Dort College trailing Dakota Wesleyan 15-0. Dort College facing third down and long. Leonard Manuel in at running back. Under center, they send a man in motion. Hand off to Leonard Manuel, and Manuel is stopped for no gain, a little or no gain on the play. It's going to be fourth down and long, and Dort College forced to make a decision. Dakota Wesleyan will call the timeout. 3:05 remaining in the first half. Dakota Wesleyan will use their second timeout. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Shelvin, Orange City. Hull Ayrton, Craig Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, their member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. And by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30, Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Well, here's what Dort College is going to do near midfield. They're going to go for it, fourth down and 4. They will say, we're not going to punt. We're going to try to keep the football away from Dakota Wesleyan. And rather than try to get the extra 20 or 30 yards on a punt play, they're going to run it. With it is Seaman. Seaman fakes the pitch, and he's going to be stopped for no gain. Actually, loses a couple yards on the play. Fakes the pitch, and Dakota Wesleyan will get it, and the clock will stop on the change of possession. So Dort College turns it over near midfield. And actually, that is at their own 45-yard line. And again, these are estimates because it's turning into a mess on the field in terms of trying to pick out where the yard lines actually are. First down and 10. Dakota Wesleyan has it at the Dort College, I'm going to say, the 43-yard line. Hand off to Barneau. Barneau on the right edge. Barneau stopped for a 5-yard pickup on the play. Dakota Wesleyan has one timeout remaining. 2:49 left to play in the half. Pickup of five on the play. Second down and five. They hand it off to Barneau. Barneau, the ball carrier. Barneau picks up a first down. Stop near the 30. Tackled by Schoenhoven and McLean. 2:30 left to play. Dakota Wesleyan with the football. Indoor college territory leading 15-0. They turn and hand. Give it to Barneau, and Barneau is stopped for no gain on the play. It's going to be second down now. Second down and 10. Second down and long for Dakota Wesleyan. Indoor college territory. Wesleyan taking their time. Up to the line of scrimmage is Turner. Turner under center. I formation. Turns, hands, gives to Barneau, and Barneau, straight ahead carry for 4 or 5 yards. Making the tackle for Door College was Alex Vasquez, and Dakota Wesleyan will use their final timeout of the half. 1:38 left to go in the first half of play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Door College football on KDCR. And I'm going to leave it right here, in fact. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. And by the Van England Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. By the Defender Gold Club, take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Dakota Wesleyan with the football, facing third down and five. Play action pass, back to passes Turner. Turner passes to a wide open player. And racing to the end zone for a touchdown is the wide receiver, Adams. Adams that time, a 25-yard pass completion from Turner. And Dakota Wesleyan has taken a 21-0 lead with a point after to come. Turner to Adams for 25 yards this time. That goes with a 38-yard touchdown pass from earlier. And Dakota Wesleyan now with a point after try. 21-0, our score. Dort College down. 1:29 left to play in the first half. Porter on to attempt the point after. The holder had to climb the ladder to come down with that one. Timing was off. And the point after is no good. Dort College trails 21-0. Dort College will get the football back when we resume play right after this. Dakota Wesleyan kicking off. A low kick taken by Schoenhoven at the 25-yard line to the 30, now out to the 40-yard line. And Logan Schoenhoven grabs it at the 25, returns it 15 yards, and gives Dort College decent field position to start this drive. 1:24 left to play. Dort College at their own 40-yard line. So Dakota Wesleyan has gotten out to a 21-0 lead. By the way, those of you interested in Dort College basketball, the women's game underway, you can view it via a webcast at www.dort.edu/athletics. Talen Seaman is under center. Sharpard, the center. Send a man in motion. That's Pickney. Going to run option. Seaman has a crease. And Seaman has the ball ripped away from him. Looked like Trey Pickney got on top of it. And the North College defenders, Trey Pickney, quickly on top of it and saves the possession for the North College defenders. So Trey Pickney keeps the football for the North College defenders. Seaman had it ripped away from him by the defensive back. He went for the football, tore it away, but Pickney was there to continue the play and fell on top of it. Football near midfield. First down and 10 for the defenders at the 50-yard line. Seaman is under center. Talen Seaman turns, hands it off to Fennick. Fennick, the ball carrier, and Fennick picks up 3 yards on the play. North College does have some timeouts remaining with 46 seconds left to go in the half, and they'll use one of them. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is North College Football on KDCR. 47 seconds left on the first half clock. North College with 2 timeouts remaining. North College facing 2nd and 8. Talen Seaman fakes the handoff to the running back. Pitches over to Pickney. Pickney stopped near the sideline. Loss of 2 on the play for Pickney. And that'll bring up 3rd down and 10. 35 seconds left to go on the game clock. North College with 2 timeouts remaining. Obviously don't want to give Dakota Wesleyan the football back, so you're going to have to use the timeouts wisely here. 3rd down and 10. Dakota Wesleyan has used all of their timeouts. Send a man in motion. That's Roberts. Going to run option to the right. Seaman pitches over to Roberts. Damani Roberts picks up 3 on the play. It's going to be 3rd down and 7. And we will see if Dort College runs a 4th down and 7. We'll see if Dort College calls a timeout to stop the clock. And it appears they will not. We go to halftime. Our score, Dakota Wesleyan 21, Dort College 0. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a recap of the first half of play right after this. Dort College trails 21-0 at halftime in this Great Plains Athletic Conference football game played in Mitchell, South Dakota. A snowy day in Mitchell. The snow's still coming down, starting to stick a little more. And a little bit more accumulation. The field not quite completely white. We can still make out some patches of grass in the middle of the field, but where there has been less activity, say from the 25-yard lines on each way, both east and west, getting pretty white. The North College defenders moved the football well on their first possession, went from their own 21-yard line down to the Dakota Wesleyan 30-yard line. They were stopped on downs. Dakota Wesleyan took over, went 70 yards on 2 plays on a Francois Barneau 69-yard run and then a 1-yard touchdown run to make it 7-0. North College again moved the football. On their next possession, again turned it over on downs, this time by less than a yard. Dakota Wesleyan tacked on another score on a 38-yard touchdown pass from Josh Turner to Hayden Adams. Adams then latched on to a second scoring pass late in the first half, this time a 25-yard pass from Turner to Adams. That made it 21-0. Sandwiched in between there, a safety where Heath Bonestro was in his own end zone. Had the football slip through his hands. Snap was a little higher than head high. And it was squirted through his hands, through the back of the end zone. And the safety made it 15-0 at the time. And eventually 21-0 after the second scoring pass from Turner to Adams. 21-0, that's where we stand at halftime. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more from Mitchell right after this. 21-0, our score. Dakota Wesleyan leads the Dort College defenders at halftime of this Great Plains Athletic Conference football game over at the DeWitt Gymnasium. I believe the score that I saw was 14-5, Midland in front of Dort College in women's college basketball play. That is available via webcast at www.dort.edu/athletics. Christian Zylstra and Derek DeVries with the call of that one. Here in Mitchell, Dort College trailing 21-0. We gave you the scoring recap already. Let's do it officially with 8:45 left to go in the first quarter. Francois Barneau went 1 yard, capping a two-play 70-yard drive. 7-0 Dakota Wesleyan led, and that's how the first quarter ended. In the second quarter, 12:43 left to go in the half. Hayden Adams completed a 37-yard touchdown pass from Dylan Turner. He caught a pass from Dylan Turner, I should say, to make it a six-play 80-yard drive. 13-0 Wesleyan led Dort College. 5:04 left to go in the first half. A safety, Dakota Wesleyan 15, Dort College 0. And with 1:29 left to go in the first half, Adams, another 25-yard touchdown pass reception from Dylan Turner, making it a 21-0 halftime score. Team totals, Dakota Wesleyan 9 first downs, Dort College with 8. Dakota Wesleyan 227 on the ground, 21 carries. Dort College 37 carries for 120 yards. Dakota Wesleyan 3 of 7 passing. Dort College 0 of 1. Dakota Wesleyan 298 yards of total offense, Dort College 120. Dort College 21:09 in time of possession, Dakota Wesleyan 8:51. Dort College 4 of 10 on third down tries, Dakota Wesleyan 1 for 4. Dort College 0 of 3 on fourth down tries, Dakota Wesleyan 0 for 2. Back with a look at the individual totals from the first half of play right after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Individual totals for Dort College rushing: Daniel Fennig, 15 carries for 54 yards. Trey Pickney, 8 for 24. Talon Seaman, 6 for 20. Leonard Manuel, 3 for 19. Loken Vandevec, 5 for 3. Dakota Wesleyan, Francois Barneau, with 14 carries for 184 yards. Xavier Armijo, 5 carries for 37 yards. John Fabrizius, 2 carries for 6 yards. Talon Seaman, 0 of 1 passing. Dylan Turner, 3 of 7 passing for Dakota Wesleyan for 71 yards. Hayden Adams has 2 catches for 62 yards. Both of those are touchdowns. Austin Schwader, 1 catch for 9 yards. No turnovers by either team. Dort College has not thrown an interception, nor has Dakota Wesleyan. Dort College did have a fumble, but they maintained possession of the football at the conclusion of that play. Cam Petrie has 3 solo tackles for the defenders. Logan Schoenhoven also with 3 solos. For Dakota Wesleyan, Brady Mutter, 7 solos, 1 assist. Anthony Cervantes, 6 solo, 2 assists. Brady Bontes, 6 solo and 1 assisted stop for Dakota Wesleyan. 21-0 our score. Dakota Wesleyan leads Dort College at halftime. Let's take another break and be back with a look at halftime scores from around the conference, or at least the in-progress scores from around the conference, right after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Well, we've got most of the scores from around the conference tracked down. Concordia leads Briarcliff 30-13. Morningside over Doan 27-21. Dakota Wesleyan over Dort 21-20 in the game you're listening to. And Northwestern over Midland 9-0 at halftime. Nebraska Wesleyan and Hastings. That'd be a pretty evenly matched contest, I would imagine. Don't have a report on that score. Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball starting play today as well. Women's and men's basketball doubleheaders. Midland is at Dort. Right now, a live web stream of that available. 3w.dort.edu/athletics. Last I saw, the Dort College women were down by 9, but that was relatively early in the first half. Hopefully for the defenders, those have it, and that has turned around. Other GPAC basketball, Morningside at Concordia, Hastings at Northwestern, Doan is at Briar Cliff. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast of Dort College football on KDCR made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886, and by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with second half action from Joe Quintal Stadium right after this. Second half set to begin. The Dort College defenders trailing 21-0. Giese's kickoff taken by Dakota Wesleyan at the 15-yard line out to the 20, to the 25-30. Oh, we've got trouble. Flag comes out, though, 40-yard line, and finally dragged down near midfield. Logan Schoenhoven on the tackle. But this one might be coming back. On the return for Dakota Wesleyan, I believe Dustin Livingston. Football right now at the 48-yard line, but a flag thrown at the 30, and then there was another one thrown at about the 40. We'll get the call from Randy Hagedorn. And you couldn't hear it, but I could. Hagedorn says a holding penalty on Dakota Wesleyan. Dakota Wesleyan will take over first down and 10, 10 yards back from the spot of the foul. That will be at their own 20-yard line. 14:51 left to play. First half of action over in Sioux Center. The women's basketball game, 22-21, 5 minutes left to go in the first half, where College was trailing. Dakota Wesleyan with the football. Turner is under center. North College showing four down linemen. They turn, hand it off to Francois Barneau. Barneau tries to go airborne, and he is met immediately. Taylor Thiel on the tackle. Lennard Manuel also there. Not much there for Dakota Wesleyan on the ground. Francois Barneau, close to 200 yards rushing. He picks up 2 yards on that play. He's gotten about 110 of those yards on two plays. One of them is a 69-yard pickup. The other one a 40-yard gain. Turner turns, hands, gives to Barneau. Barneau, head full of steam, picks up another 2 yards on the play and then is thrown backwards. Again, Lennard Manuel there for the tackle. And that's going to bring up third down and 6. 14:09 left to play in the first half, in the third quarter now. Third and 6. Dakota Wesleyan playing with a 21-0 lead. Turner up to the line of scrimmage. Turner under center. Barking signals. Turns, hands, gives to Francois Barneau. Barneau out of the grasp of one tackler, but driven down, and he's short of the first down. For the North College defenders, several players there in pursuit. I think the first person there was Andrew Cameron, I believe. Short gain on the play for Barneau. North College stops Dakota Wesleyan. This will be a punt from their own 26-yard line. Snap is down in the dirt, or down in the snow, I should say. Picked up by Porter. Porter, end-over-end kick, takes a Dakota Wesleyan bounce. And all the way to the North College 37-yard line. That's where North College will take over first down and 10 at their own 37 after holding Dakota Wesleyan to 3 plays and a punt. 13 minutes left to play in the third period. That ends up being a 37-yard punt by Porter. And the North College defenders will take over first down and 10. Well, let's see if North College, they made some adjustments on defense, obviously, at halftime. Barneau, unable to get much going. Now let's see if they can get the football moving on offense. Fennig is the running back. They send Pickney in motion. They hand it off to Fennig. Fennig, the ball carrier, and Fennig running off the right side. Picks up 3 yards on the play. It's going to be second down and 7. Snow still coming down here in Mitchell. Starting to stick on the seats and the bleachers, sidelines piled up. Field of play. We've seen several players spin out as they try to drive. Obviously, with the cold weather we've had so far this last 10 days or so, you're dealing with hard ground already, not sloppy at all, but frozen. Hand off to Fennig. Fennig, the ball carrier, and Fennig picks up nothing on the play. It's third down and long. 12-12 left to play. First half. Third quarter. I'm going to mess myself up watching this basketball update out of the corner of my eye. And try to keep focused on the football game until halftime. Then I'll give you an update on that women's basketball score at halftime in the DeWitt gym. Talen Seaman is under center. Dort College trailing 21-0, facing third down and five. Seaman pitches over to Damani Roberts. Roberts slips away from a would-be tackler, but then slips and falls as he tries to drive. A loss of seven on the play for Roberts, and the Dort College defenders are forced to punt with 11:22 left to play in the third period. So Dort College will be punting from their own 36-yard line. Went backwards 1 yard by the time all is said and done on that last series. Bonus throw on to punt. Snap is down in the snow. He picks it up. An end-over-end kick. Not much hang time on that. Livingston will pick it up at his own 28-yard line. He's up the right sideline. He could go. He's to midfield to the 40. Cuts it back. Now back up the sideline. Out of the grasp of a tackler. And he will go into the end zone. Ari Hoekstra giving chase. Dives and unable to get him at the end of the play. And Dustin Livingston, a 72-yard punt return up the right sideline. So a punt return for a touchdown by Livingston. 72 yards, and Dakota Wesleyan takes a 27-0 lead pending the extra point. So bonus throw that time had a 32-yard punt. But it was a line drive, and it took a bounce right to Livingston, and Livingston was on it and returning it before Dort College was able to get their coverage set up. Point after is off the upright. No good. That's the third missed point after by Dakota Wesleyan this afternoon. They have a 27-0 lead. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from Mitchell, South Dakota, right after this.
Use.
Dakota Wesleyan kicking off. Kick towards the sideline and bounces out of bounds. Dort College will get the football at their own 35-yard line. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. 72-yard punt return, unofficially a 72-yard punt return by Dustin Livingston. And that gives Dakota Wesleyan the 27-0 lead. Today's broadcast made possible by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Also by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hull, member FDIC, and the community. Dort College, under center with Talen Seaman. Seaman hands it off to Fennig. Fennig, nothing there. No gain on the play. It's going to be second down and 10. Front three for Dakota Wesleyan so far doing the job and shutting down the Dort College offense without much support from their linebackers and safeties. 10:20 left to go, third quarter. Dort College trailing 27-0. Dakota Wesleyan missing on their third point after of the afternoon. Dort College facing second down and long. Talen Seaman in the shirt sleeves this afternoon. No long sleeve undershirt for him. They turn in hand to Fennig. No, he keeps it himself. Fakes the pitch. Now pitches it over to Pickney. Pickney unable to maintain possession of it. The football goes out of bounds. It will be Dort College football. Dakota Wesleyan was slow in getting to it as well. Adam Borman, the closest man there. The pitch from Seaman came at the last instant. And Trey Pickney was unable to corral it. Dort College trailing 27-0, 9:40 left to play in the third period. So Dort College facing third down and four. Actually a gain of five on that last play. Seaman is under center. He turns, hands, gives to Fennig. No. Instead pitches it over to Pickney, and Pickney is upended as he tries to get to the edge. He is brought down by the linebacker coming up on run support. I believe that was Josh Fiedler. Fiedler making the tackle. Loss of two on the play for Pickney. And Dort College is forced to punt. Fiedler sent him head over heels. Pickney picks himself up. And Livingston is back to return the punt from Bonestro. Line of scrimmage as the Dort College 39-yard line. Bonus throw angles this one towards the right sideline and kicks it out of bounds. And that's going to be near midfield by the time it's all said and done. Looks like the 43-yard line. So Nord College, Heath Bonestro punts it out of bounds. Dakota Wesleyan will take over at their own 43 with 8:44 remaining in the third period. Dakota Wesleyan in front 27-0. Well, we've got a halftime score from Sioux Center where women's basketball, Midland leads Nord College 36-28. At the half. That's on a webcast at www.dort.edu/athletics. Hand off to Barneau. Barneau, gain of 3 on the play before he's driven backwards. It's going to bring up 2nd down and 7. Francois Barneau will check his status at the end of the third period. My guess would be he'll be up around 200 yards rushing offense. 2nd down and 8 coming. Barneau gets the handoff. He's on the left side. He's going to be dragged down. Logan Schoenhoven again there. Schoenhoven active this afternoon. Leonard Manuel helping to finish him off. No gain on the play for Barneau. It's going to be 3rd down. 3rd down. And Dakota Wesleyan will go I formation. Third down and 7. Barneau is the tailback. Play action pass, screen pass, dumped over the top, and making the play is Logan Schoenhoven, middle of the field. He makes the tackle on the screen play. Curtis Emery shaken up on the play, though. Defensive tackle laying down at the 38-yard line. Obvious pain, and Chris Fagerness will come off of the sideline to assist him. Don't know if he got cut on the screen pass. Cut block, but he is down and he is not getting up immediately. Rolled over onto his right side. And it's going to be 4th down and long. Clock stops as Dakota Wesleyan will be punting, facing 4th down and 6 at their own 47-yard line. While Curtis Emery is attended to, let's take a break. You're listening to Dort College Football on KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. Emery's assisted off of the field. I doubt that we will see him again this afternoon. Porter punts it out of bounds. Dort College will take over at their own 29-yard line. So Dakota Wesleyan punts from their own 47. They punt it out of bounds. Dort College will take over 1st down and 10. And they will take over at their own 30-yard line. 37-yard punt by Porter. It's right at his season average. Dort College will take over 1st down and 10. Xavier Caffey is in the ballgame for Dort College. He's on the left side, right outside the tackle. Send Pickney in motion. They hand it off to Leonard. Leonard plows his way up the middle, and Leonard Manuel, a 17-yard pickup on the play. He's near midfield. 1st down for the defenders as Leonard rambles forward. Leonard playing both sides of the football today. Lining up at defensive end. They plug him in at fullback. 27-0 our score. Dort College trailing Dakota Wesleyan. 6:56 left to go in this third quarter. Taylen Seaman under center, turns, hands, gives to Leonard. Leonard straight ahead carry, nothing fancy there. 4-yard pickup on the play. It's 2nd down and 6. 2nd and 6 for the defenders. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull. Member FDIC and the community by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at Borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Under center is Taylen Seaman. Seaman turns, hands, gives to Leonard. Manuel up the middle, picks up another 6 yards on the play. That's enough for a 1st down. And the Dort College defenders have it in Dakota Wesleyan territory at the 43-yard line. 1st and 10 for the defenders. Let's see if Dort College can piece together a scoring drive here. Up to the line of scrimmage is Taylen Seaman. Seaman under center. Lennard Manuel behind him, and we have movement on the line of scrimmage, and that's going to be against the North College defenders, a false start. So a five-yard penalty against the defenders. That'll set up first down and 15 at their own, at the Dakota Wesleyan 48-yard line. This drive started at their own 30-yard line nearly 2 minutes ago. North College in their white jerseys, black pants. Near side, Josh Van Groningen lining up. Left tackle for the defenders as the second half begins is Dylan Stevens. Handed off to Manuel. Manuel on the right side picks up 4 yards on the play. Second down and 11 coming. The left guard is Griffin Pelleau. Riley Sharper is the center. For North College on the far side, the right tackle is Ricky Nelson. And the right guard, can't make out who that is. Number 75, that's Jacob Cook over there. Second down and 11 for the defenders. Handed off to Manuel. Lennard Manuel, the workhorse so far. Picks up another 5 yards on that play. It's going to be third down and 6. 4:40 and counting. Third quarter of play. So third down and long for the defenders. Third down and long for North College. 27-0 our score. Dakota Wesleyan in front. Fast moving contest. Under center is Taylen Seaman. Seaman pulls away from center. Now back under center, hands it off to Lennard Manuel up the middle, and Lennard Manuel bowling his way forward down to the 20-yard line. Lennard Manuel, a 20-yard pickup on the play. North College facing first down and 10 now in Dakota Wesleyan territory. They hand it off to Lennard Manuel, and pardon, that was Logan Vandevac. Vandevac, the running back, and Vandevac has a fall on top of it. Loss on the play of a yard. That's going to bring up second down and 11. So a loss of a yard on the play on the handoff to Vandevac. Vandevac trying to give Manuel a break here after Dort College rode the big fella down to near the 20-yard line. Now it's second down and 11, so a loss on the play. 3 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Under center is Taylen Seaman. Van Groningen to the near side. Hand off to Vandevac. Vandevac the ball carrier, and Vandevac gets back the yard he lost, plus 6 yards. It's going to be third down and 3. Third and 3 for the defenders in Dakota Wesleyan territory. My best guess is at about the 16-yard line. Third down and 3. North College in 4-down territory, obviously, here. Vandevac still in at running back. He lines up just 4 yards deep in the backfield. Send Caffey in motion. Hand off to Vandevac. Vandevac nearly breaks it, but he is brought down near the first down marker. And that's enough for a first down for the defenders. A 4-yard pickup on the play by Vandevac. And Vandevac will check out of the football game, and Lennard Manuel is back into the contest. So Vandevac, that series of downs, keeps the defenders moving forward. First down and 10 now from the 11, so Dort College can pick up a first down without getting into the end zone. Dort College trailing 27-0. Under center, they hand it off to Manuel, and Lennard Manuel running downhill, picks up maybe a yard on the play. It's going to be second down and long. This drive started at the North College 30-yard line with 7:13 left to play in the quarter. We're now at the 1:29 mark. Dakota Wesleyan on defense. North College moving the football. Second down and long for North College. Play clock is at 24, 1:15 left to go in the third period. Dort College trying to get on the board for the first time this afternoon. Taylen Seaman under center. Hands it off to Leonard Manuel. Manuel rambling to the end zone. Touchdown, Dort College. An 11-yard touchdown run by Leonard Manuel, and the Dort College defenders are on the board. Leonard Manuel playing both ways this afternoon, lining up at defensive end on defense. An emergency running back for the defenders, having a little more success than the smaller backs, Daniel Fennig and Loken Vandevecht, and the Dort College defenders trail it 27-6, pending the point after by Kevin Giese. Giese, 16 of 18 on point after attempts. Today will test the left footer, though. Kicking in the snow, snap to McLean, gets it down, kick is up, and the kick is through. Dort College trails 27-7. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Dort College with a 70-yard drive. Dort College, an onside kick attempt. And did they recover it inbounds? And it appears Dort College did. Kevin Giese with the onside kick recovered by Dort College on the far side at the 49-yard line. And the Dort College defenders get the football back. So with 59 seconds remaining in the quarter, Dort College executes an onside kick. And Dort College will take over first down and 10 near midfield. They're at their own 49-yard line. Today's broadcast made possible by Borenson's of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Well, let's see if Dort College changes anything up or if they continue to ride Leonard Manuel. They hand it off to the big guy, and Leonard Manuel spinning, still on his feet. 4-yard pickup on the play for Leonard Manuel. Brings up second down and 6. Manuel with an 11-yard touchdown run moments ago to cap a 70-yard drive that took over 6 minutes off of the clock. It's now second down and 6. 32 seconds remaining, third quarter of play. Dort College moving from right to left. That's from west to east here at Bill Quintal Stadium. Movement along the line of scrimmage. And the Dort College defenders will go back 5 yards, and they'll be facing second down and 11. Second and 11, 21 seconds on the game clock. This, in all likelihood, will be the last play of the third quarter, unless it's an incomplete pass. Taylen Seaman up to the line of scrimmage. Dort College relying almost exclusively on the run today. I believe Seaman has 2 pass attempts so far. Man in motion. They hand it off to Leonard Manuel. Leonard Manuel back to the original line of scrimmage, plus 2 yards. And it's going to be third down. And looks like 9 to me. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with the fourth quarter of play. Dort College trails Dakota Wesleyan 27-7. Back with more in a moment.
Keep it.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College trailing Dakota Wesleyan, 27-7. Dort College with the football. They hand it off to Leonard Manuel. Manuel weaving his way through the line, and Manuel on the second effort, very near a first down. Now near the 40-yard line. Looks like he's going to be just shy of the first down. Tackle made by Dakota Wesleyan's, one of their defensive tackles, Cole Ratterman. Ratterman, 6'4", 305. Dort College facing now fourth down and 1. Fourth and 1 for the defenders. At the Dakota Wesleyan 41, they need a first down to keep the drive moving. Fourth down and 1. Seaman under center, sends Roberts in motion. They hand it off to Leonard. Leonard easily a first down, and on the second effort picks up another 3 or 4 yards. And Leonard Manuel plowing his way forward. An 8-yard pickup on the play for the senior, playing both ways today, and he says, I need a breather. Coaching staff waves him off, and he's going to stay on the field. Looked like he wanted to head to the sideline. So the Dort College defenders facing first down and 10 now at the Dakota Wesleyan 33-yard line. Through three quarters of play, Dakota Wesleyan 237 on the ground, Dort College 207. 13:47 left to go in this game. They hand it off to Manuel. Manuel picks up 2 yards on the play. It's going to be second down and 8. Leonard Manuel, over 100 yards rushing now. He had 92 at the quarter break. Daniel Fennig with 60. Trey Pickney with 27 for Dakota Wesleyan. Francois Barneau, 19 carries for 194 yards. Second down and 8. Daniel Fennig back into the game now for Dort College. He'll line up at running back. Manuel will get a breather. They hand it off to Fennig. Fennig, the ball carrier, and Fennig picks up 2 yards on the play. And it's going to be third down and 5. Not many flags today. My guess would be the weather conditions having something to do with that. Nobody wants to stand out there any longer than they need to. And the Dort College defenders up to the line of scrimmage. Seaman under center facing third down and 3. To the right is Pickney at the wing. Left wing is Damani Roberts under center. Seaman pitches over to Pickney. Pickney trying to get to the corner. He's going to run out of room. Maybe got the first down. We'll see where they mark him. Football came out at the end of the play. Looks like he got enough for a first down. Racing to the edge, turned the corner, and just had enough footing to get around the corner for a first down. So Dort College has had the football since the 7:13 mark of the third quarter. They scored near the end of the first quarter, the third quarter. Executed an onside kick, and now they have it first down and 10 at the Dakota Wesleyan 22-yard line. First and 10 for the defenders. Football's on the left hash mark. They turn and hand it to Fennig. Fennig, the ball carrier, and Fennig slips down after a 5-yard pickup on the play. It's going to be second down and 5. Second and 5 with 11:58 left to go in the game. Leonard Manuel coming in from the sideline. Play clock is at 28 seconds. Leonard is in. Daniel Fennig is out. Dort College up to the line of scrimmage with Taylen Seaman facing second down and long. Taylen Seaman under center. Send a man in motion, that's Pickney. They hand it off to Leonard Manuel, and Manuel is tripped up, making the play for Dakota Wesleyan. Anthony Cervantes. Cervantes, 10 tackles for loss. That time he gets Leonard Manuel, but Manuel picked up 1 yard on the play. It's going to be third down in relatively short yardage. Dort College, obviously, four down territory here. .10:57 and counting. Dort College with the football in Dakota Wesleyan territory. Taylen Seaman under center, hands off to Manuel. Manuel, the second effort, maybe got half yard on the play. And that's going to bring a fourth down and short. And really no decision here for the defenders, just a matter of what play call you want to go with. 10:34 left to go in the contest. Dort College trailing Dakota Wesleyan 27-7, fourth down and 2, we'll call it. Taylen Seaman up to the line of scrimmage. Taylen Seaman has Leonard Manuel directly behind him. Pickney in motion. Dort College tried to get Dakota Wesleyan to jump off sides. They held their ground. Now 12 seconds on the play clock. Seaman checks his playlist. Under center is Seaman. Hand off to Leonard Manuel. Manuel, enough for a first down. Leonard Manuel inside the 10. They'll move the chains, and a flag comes out at the end of the play. What will that be? In all likelihood, an unsportsmanlike conduct. And judging by the Dort College reaction, it'll be against Dakota Wesleyan. So Dort College putting up a fight here in the second half. The personal foul, half the distance to the goal line. So you go from the 9-yard line down to about the 5. And if you would see the field, you would know why. I'm saying about the five-yard line. Snow continuing to fall. Now a timeout on the field. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout charge to Dakota Wesleyan. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Matter of a few seconds, we will have a photo up of the timeout on our Twitter site at DC Athletics. Still snowy here in Mitchell. Dort College, first down and goal inside the five-yard line, I believe. The Dort College defenders trying to punch in their second score of the half. They hand it off up the middle as Leonard Manuel, and Manuel running downhill picks up 3 or 4 yards on the play, and his offensive line doing a really nice job of getting a surge up front, and then the big fella comes up right behind him. It's second down and goal. Second and goal, 9:37 left to go in the ball game. Dort College trailing 27-7. Dakota Wesleyan has, I believe, run 6 total plays here in the second half. Dort College has dominated the time of possession. Up to the line of scrimmage is Seaman. Talon Seaman under center. Send a man in motion, Roberts. They hand it off to Leonard Manuel, and Leonard Manuel stopped at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. Actually, a loss of one. It's going to be third down and goal to go. And I would say right now it's about at the 3-yard line or so. Third and goal to go at the 3. Leonard Manuel inserted late in the first half at running back. He's been playing defensive end as well for Dort College this afternoon. Remember, he was a running back a couple of years ago for Dort College. He's kind of jumped back and forth between running back and defensive end. They turn and hand, give to Leonard. Leonard to the goal line. Touchdown, Dort College. Leonard Manuel pulls his way in for a 3-yard gain. A 3-yard touchdown run by Leonard Manuel, and the Dort College defenders back to within 27-13, pending the point after. So a 51-yard touchdown drive by the defenders that started with 59 seconds left to go in the third and ends with 8:36 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Dakota Wesleyan has not had the football since the 7:13 mark of the third quarter. Kevin Giese on to attempt the point after. Giese out of the hold of McLean. Snap is down in the snow, picked up by McLean. Left-footed kick is through, and the Dort College defenders are within 27-14. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College executed an onside kick last time we were in this situation. Now Giese will go to a pooch kick. And I believe we're going to have an offsides on Dort College. Flag thrown at the 30, and Giese did a pretty good job. Got that one up in the air. It went the needed 10 yards. It was touched by the Dort College defenders, but flag comes out at the point at which Dort College kicked off. And I would guess that is going to result in Dakota Wesleyan declining the penalty and taking the football in Dort College territory. And that is near the Dort College 40-yard line. Ball actually came back to the Dort College side of the field. And now Dakota Wesleyan has the football. Francois Barneau. So a 5-yard penalty actually assessed at the end of the run. And Dakota Wesleyan will have it first down and 10. And I'm guessing here it's going to be about the 35-yard line. So Dakota Wesleyan with it at the Dort College 35. Dort College needs to get the football back. They hand it off to Barneau. Barneau caught from behind Cole McLean in on the tackle for the Dort College defenders. A 3-yard pickup on the play, but in all likelihood, Dakota Wesleyan right now is already in four-down territory, leading 27-14. And there's a penalty flag on the play, and that's going to go against Dakota Wesleyan. A 10-yard penalty on the play. It's going to be first down and 20. I did not get the explanation from Randy Hagedorn, our referee. Don't have the windows open here in the press box today. And did not catch his explanation. First down and 20. Hand off to Barneau. Barneau, the ball carrier, and Barneau, massive humanity. He is stopped after a five-yard pickup on the play. It's going to be second down and 15. Second and 15. Dakota Wesleyan with a football in Dort College territory. Football near the 40-yard line. The original line of scrimmage on this drive was the 35 or so. 7:41 left to play in the ballgame. Dakota Wesleyan getting the play from the sideline. They're milking the clock as much as possible with a two-score lead. Turner is under center for Dakota Wesleyan. Dort College, a three-man front. Fake the handoff. Turner rolling right. He's got room to run. Wybinga trying to cut off the edge, and Wybinga sticks him. Two-yard pickup on the play by Turner, but Wybinga stayed home, flowed to the play, comes up with a stick on Josh Turner, and that'll bring up third down. Well, Dort College has definitely won the second half. Problem is they were trailing 21 to nothing at halftime. Trailing now 27 to 14. Snow getting heavier here in Mitchell. We are past the midpoint of the fourth quarter of play. Dakota Wesleyan facing third down and long. They need to get to the 25 for a first down. Currently, they're just inside the 40. Turner in the shotgun. Back to pass is Turner. Turner fires it over the middle. Pass is completed, and he's going to go. Inside the 20, down to the 10. Touchdown, Dakota Wesleyan. A 39-yard pass and catch. And can't make out who that receiver was for Dakota Wesleyan. That was Livingston. Livingston, a 39-yard pass catch to go along with his 72-yard punt return from earlier today. And Turner has his third TD of the afternoon. Dakota Wesleyan takes a 33-14 lead, pending the point after. Now, the point after has been anything but a sure thing this afternoon for Dakota Wesleyan. They're 1-for-4 on point after tries. This will be the fifth point after try for Porter. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through the uprights. And Dakota Wesleyan leads 34-14 with 6:23 left to go in the fourth quarter. So Dort College trails by three scores, 34-14. Back with more after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR 88.5 FM. 35-yard drive by Dakota Wesleyan. Cole McLean back to return. Goes to his knee to field that kick. And he is ruled down at the 12-yard line. So Dort College will take over first down and 10 at their own 12. Well, you were certainly hoping Dort College would be able to get a stop, maybe force a turnover, make things really interesting here at the end. As it is, Dakota Wesleyan taking some of the suspense out of it here with 6:21 left to go in the contest, leading 34-14. But let's see if Dort College can win the second half, if you will. Right now, it's 14-13. Dort College up in the second half. Under center is Seaman. Seaman turns, hands, gives to Fennig. Fennig, the ball carrier. Remember, for Dort College, several of these players playing their final game of their career. Fennig and Pickney, namely a pair of those. Also, Rockland Mao. And once you start mentioning names, you're bound to forget someone. My apologies in advance. Kevin Giese, the kicker as well. One of those seniors playing in his last game. Fennig stationed directly behind Seaman. Dort College running option. Seaman tries to turn the corner, and he is stopped, dead in his tracks. No gain on the play for Taylen Seaman. And with 5:40 left to go in the contest, Dort College trails it 34-14. 34-14, our score. Dort College trailing over at the DeWitt. Women's basketball team also trailing. Last score I saw, I believe, was a 14-point difference, and that was with under 10 minutes to go in the second half. Seaman turns, hands, gives to Fennig. Fennig, the ball carrier, and Fennig stop for no gain. And the North College defenders will be forced to punt here. Fourth down and long. North College deep in their own territory. Line of scrimmage is their own 19-yard line. They're going to punt. And the North College defenders send Heath Bonestro, the junior from Hull, out onto the field. Clock continuing to roll. 4:40 left to play in the ballgame. Bonestro back near the 5-yard line. Livingston back at midfield. Snap is to Bonestro. Bonestro gets it away, and he has it blocked. Now he's going to try to return it as it was batted back at him. And the football is fumbled out of bounds. And the Wesleyan Tigers will take over. First down and 10 at the 19-yard line. Well, Bonestro that time had instructions, I would imagine, to see if Dakota Wesleyan was going to bring anybody on the rush. Made the decision to punt the football just a little late. Football was blocked. Came right back at Bonestro. Bonestro then tried to advance the football. And Dakota Wesleyan has it first down and 10 at the 19-yard line. I formation for Wesleyan, leading 34-14. Dakota Wesleyan, the handoff. I believe that's Francois Barneau, unless they've checked him out of the football game. But these blue numbers on the gray jerseys, pretty difficult to read, especially on a day like today when you're looking through some foggy windows. And that is indeed number 21, Francois Barneau. Gain of 4 on the play. Still in at quarterback for Dakota Wesleyan is number 15, Dylan Turner. Taylor Thiel in pursuit of Francois Barneau. Barneau stopped for no gain on the play. Logan Schoenhoven comes in to finish him off. 3:38 left to play in the ballgame. No gain on the play. And Dakota Wesleyan will go spread. They'll have two receivers to the left, one to the right. I'm not sure they have enough people on the field. Well, they do have a tight end over on the near side, so they've got 11. Turner hands. Running back still on his feet and diving into the end zone. Touchdown, Dakota Wesleyan. A 14-yard gain. And we've got a penalty flag, excessive celebration coming at the end of that run. As Dakota Wesleyan dives into the snowdrift at the end of the play. And Dakota Wesleyan takes a 40-14 lead with 3:07 remaining in the contest. Over in the DeWitt, it's 61-49. Midland leads Dort College women's basketball. 5:04 left to go in that contest. Penalty will be assessed. Well, we'll get the explanation. The penalty will be assessed on the kickoff. It'll be a 15-yard penalty. And Dakota Wesleyan will attempt the point after, and appears to be a new kicker or a different kicker. This one is left-footed for Dakota Wesleyan. Porter was right-footed. Snap is down, and the kick is blocked. North College will recover it and try to advance it, and thrown down are the North College defender, Cam Petrie. Petrie thrown down on the play. And the North College defenders trail 40-14 at the end touchdown. 3:07 left to go in the fourth quarter. Back with more after this. This is North College football on KDCR. Dakota Wesleyan kicking off, taken by North College. Cole McLean takes it at the 30. to the 40 and brought down at the 45-yard line. 15-yard penalty assessed on the kickoff. So Dakota Wesleyan was kicking from their own 20-yard line. York College sends the offense onto the field. 2:59 left to play here in the football game. So North College with it, first down and 10 at their own 45. 2:59 left to go in the game. Daniel Fennig is the running back. Trey Pickney is set to the left. Michael Sisson, wearing number 27 for this game, set to the right. Pitch over to Pickney. Pickney racing to the edge. Pickney tries to get to the corner and is run out of bounds. Short gain on the play for Trey Pickney. Clock stops on the play. Now they'll crank it back in. Second down and 8 for Dort College. Dort College with 3 timeouts remaining. Dakota Wesleyan with 2. Out wide to the right is Mao. They hand it off to Fennig. Fennig dragged down after a 2-yard pickup on the play. It's going to be third down. And Dakota Wesleyan's going to call a timeout. Timeout on the field. Third down and 5 coming, but Dakota Wesleyan uses a timeout. Back with them after this. This is North College Football on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886, and by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3W.HighwayChevrolet.com. Up to the line of scrimmage, Talon Seaman. Seaman turns, hands, gives to Fennig. Fennig the ball carrier, and Fennig near first down. Looks like he's going to be short by a yard. It's going to bring up fourth down and short for the defenders. 2:11 left to play in the contest. Dort College will go for it here, obviously. Trailing 40-14, nothing to lose at this point. So fourth down and a couple. Under center is Talon Seaman. Seaman barking signals. Fourth down, they're going to throw it up for Rockland Mao, and Mao unable to catch up with it. And they say that Dakota Wesleyan did not cross the line of scrimmage, and they're going to turn the ball over on downs, Will Dort College. North College thought that Dakota Wesleyan had broken the neutral zone. They snapped the football and threw that jump ball intended for Rockland Mao. And with 1:47 left to go in the game, Dakota Wesleyan will come out. Francois Barneau still in the ball game for the Tigers. Career-leading rusher for Dakota Wesleyan and Dort College. Looks like Dakota Wesleyan will go to victory formation. Dort College does have timeouts to burn if they want to use them. Quarterback takes a knee. That's the first play. Dort College trailing 40-14. And Dakota Wesleyan won't have to snap the football till under a minute left to go now. No likelihood this is how it'll end. Dort College trailing Dakota Wesleyan 40-14. Dort College was down 21-0 at the half. And Dakota Wesleyan up to the line of scrimmage. 8 seconds on the play clock. They snap the football, and they'll have to snap it one more time. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Third down now, 40 seconds left to play in regulation. Dakota Wesleyan will take a knee. And that'll be the ball game. Dort College will not stop the clock. And Dakota Wesleyan will win it by a final of 40-14. The Dort College defenders end the year 1-9 in great, 1-8 in Great Plains Athletic Conference action. They win two games in their 11-game schedule. They go 2-9. Two teams filing through at midfield on this snowy afternoon as the clock winds down to zeros. Our final score, Dakota Wesleyan, 40. Dort College, 14. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more from Joe Quintal Stadium, Mitchell, South Dakota, right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailed Dakota Wesleyan 21... 21-0 at halftime. Dort College held Dakota Wesleyan to three plays and a punt on their first series. Dort College unable to move it on their first possession. Dakota Wesleyan then got a punt return for a touchdown. That was a 72-yard punt return to make it 27-0 with 11:22 left to play in the third period. Dort College took the ensuing kickoff and was forced to punt as well. Dakota Wesleyan, three plays and out. And with 7:13 left to go in the fourth quarter, Dort College trailed 27-0. Dort College then went on a 70-yard drive capped by an 11-yard touchdown run by Leonard Manuel to make it 27-7. Dort College executed an onside kick and held the football for the next nearly 7.5 minutes. And they capped the 51-yard drive with a 3-yard touchdown plunge by Leonard Manuel, making it 27-14, and we had a ball game. But Dakota Wesleyan, on the ensuing kickoff, a penalty was called. Dort College went across the 35 early. Dakota Wesleyan got great field position. And on third down and long, they completed a pass, Josh Turner to Livingston, for a 39-yard touchdown pass to make it 34-14, and in effect it was over. Dort College was forced to punt on their next possession, and Dakota Wesleyan scored to make the final 40-14. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Over in Sioux Center, the Dort College women's basketball team loses to Dakota Wesleyan, to Midland, 69-257. So Midland defeats Dort College by 12 in women's GPAC basketball. Let's take another break. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with a look at the numbers right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Coming up at about 4 o'clock, we will have the Dort College versus Midland men's basketball game on KDCR. Women's game has gone final. Men's game will tip off at 4 o'clock. Derek DeVries will have the call of that game. That will also be available via webcast at www.dort.edu/athletics. Here's the official scoring rundown from today. Dakota Wesleyan got on the board with 8:45 left to go in the first quarter. Francois Barneau, a 1-yard touchdown run to cap a 2-play 70-yard drive, made it 7-0 after the point after. Dakota Wesleyan made it a 13-0 score as Hayden Adams caught a 37-yard touchdown pass from Dylan Turner. Point after failed. It was a 6-play 80-yard drive that took 2:09 off the clock. 13-0 Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan got a safety as Dort College was forced to punt from deep in their own territory. Snap was high. Slipped through the fingers of Heath Bonestrom out of the end zone. 15-0 Dakota Wesleyan led. And then with 1:29 left to go in the first half, Hayden Adams, a 25-yard touchdown pass from Dylan Turner, capped a 5-play 43-yard drive to make it 21-0 at halftime. Third quarter, Dustin Livingston, a 70-yard punt return Daniel Porter's kick failed. 27-0, Dakota Wesleyan led. North College then put together eventually an 11-play, 70-yard drive that took 6-12 off of the clock. Leonard Manuel plowed in from 10 yards out to cap the drive. 27-7, North College was down. And then with 8:36 left to go in the fourth quarter, Leonard Manuel, a 2-yard touchdown run. Kevin Giese's kick was good. 14 plays, 51 yards. Took 7:19 off of the clock. 27-14, Dakota Wesleyan led. Then Dakota Wesleyan got the final two scores of the contest. Livingston caught a 40-yard pass from Dylan Turner to make it 34-14. Daniel Porter's kick was good. That capped a 3-play, 65-yard drive. And Francois Bourneau, a 3-play, 18-yard drive, took 109 off of the play off of the clock. He went in from 13 yards out to make it 40-14, the final score. There's your scoring rundown. Let's take a break and be back with a look at the individual stats right after this. This is North College Football on KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. Final numbers, North College, 17 first downs, Dakota Wesleyan 11. North College 264 yards rushing, Dakota Wesleyan 256. North College did not complete a pass today. They only attempted two. Dakota Wesleyan 5 of 9 passing for 111 yards. Total offense, Dakota Wesleyan 367, North College 264. Time of possession, North College 42-29, Dakota Wesleyan 17-31. North College offensively, Leonard Manuel, 22 carries, 117 yards. Daniel Fennig, 24 carries, 84 yards. Trey Pickney, 12 carries, 35 yards. Talon Seaman, 7 carries, 20 yards. Logan Vandevecht, 8 carries for 15 yards. Seaman, 0 for 2, passing. Heath Bonestro punted 4 times for a 32.5 yards per punt average. Dakota Wesleyan, Francois Bourneau, 23 carries, 216 yards, 2 touchdowns, a long of 69. Xavier Armijo, 5 carries for 37 yards. Dylan Turner, 5 of 9 passing, 111 yards, 3 touchdowns. Hayden Adams, 2 catches for 62 yards. Dustin Livingston, 1 for 40. Daniel Porter punted 3 times for a 31.7 yards per punt average. Defensively, North College's Logan Schoenhoven, 6 solo tackles. Alex Vasquez had 4 solos. Cam Petrie had 3. Cole McLean also had 3. For Dakota Wesleyan, 9 for Anthony Cervantes, 10 for Adam Borman, 10 for Brady Mutter, 10 solos, and Brady Bonte with 10 solos as well. Once again, our final score, Dakota Wesleyan 40, North College 14. Back with more after this. We'll check in with women's basketball stats from their contest from earlier today, right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders lose to Dakota Wesleyan in football earlier today, 40-14. Still a little ways away from the start of the men's basketball game over at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Let's take a look at how things shook out in terms of the basketball game from earlier today. And I've got to find that file back and take a look at that now. The North College women's basketball team trailed at halftime by a score of 36-28. Midland outscores North College in the second half, 33-29. North College has a team 20 of 66 from the floor, 5 of 20 on three-pointers, 12 of 20 on free throws. That comes out to 30% from the floor, 25% on threes, 60% on free throws. For Midland, 27 of 71 from the floor, 38%, 4 for 12 on three-pointers, 33.3%, 11 of 18 on free throws, 61%. North College out-rebounded by Midland, 50-40. North College out-rebounds Midland, 50-48. Turnovers, North College 21, Midland had 15. Abby Chapman had 15 points to lead the defenders, 4 of 15 from the floor, 3 of 7 on three-pointers, 14 points for Michael Hulse to go with 17 rebounds. She also had 4 block shots and 2 steals. 8 points for Robin Blunt, 6 points each for Alyssa Palama and Emily Newman. 2 points for Cassidy Bredevoort. For Midland, they were led by Sammy Lickery with 16 points, 12 for Joel Anderson, and 13 for Danny Anderson. Dort College got those 17 rebounds by Micah Holst. Paige Engbers had 5. Alyssa Palama and Emily Newman each had 4, along with Robin Blunt, Cassidy Vredevoort, and Shay DeJager. Assists, Alyssa Palama had 5 assists, and she also had 1 steal. The Dort College women's basketball team falls to 0-1 in GPAC play, and 4-2 overall. Midland, by comparison, goes to 1-0 in the conference, 2-2 overall. Next up for the Dort College women's basketball team, they will be on the road on Wednesday as they play Peru State, a team that they played to a 2-point game earlier this week. Coming up in about 6 or 7 minutes, we'll check in with Derek DeVries. He'll be courtside for the call of today's game between Dort College and Midland in men's college basketball play in Sioux Center. Let's take another break and be back with a final word from Joe Quintal Stadium, Mitchell, South Dakota, right after this. This is Dort College football transitioning into basketball. Back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. As we get set up to transition things to the DeWitt Gymnasium, where Derek DeVries is standing by waiting for the handoff. He'll get the baton and carry it home with the men's basketball game coming up shortly. GPAC basketball earlier today. Morningside defeats Concordia in an early season matchup of heavyweights in women's play. 78-70, Morningside gets the win. We already told you about Midland defeating Dort College 69-57. In football, there's one final in other than this Dort College-Dakota Wesleyan contest. That's Northwestern defeating Midland 22-2. Last we heard, Morningside had a 7-point lead on Doan, 48-41. Concordia was up on Briarcliff in football play. And Nebraska Wesleyan and Hastings, I have gotten no word on how that one has panned out. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College men's basketball team getting set to play the conference favorite, Midland Warriors, in just a few moments. Tell you what's coming up this week on KDCR. Men's basketball, AIB in Des Moines is the site of this Wednesday night's contest. That's a 7 o'clock start time. And then this 1 week from today, Dort College travels to Crete, Nebraska to take on the Doan Tigers. In all likelihood, we will be there with the call of that contest. That is, unless the Dort College volleyball team makes it into the postseason of the NAIA National Tournament. That is also first-round play 1 week from today. We'll find out more on that late tomorrow into Monday. Right now, the Dort College volleyball team, in all honesty, right on the bubble. That's going to do it for our broadcast from Mitchell, South Dakota. Once again, our final score in football play, Dakota Wesleyan 40, Dort College 14. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Now we head to the DeWitt Gymnasium and Derek DeVries with the call of that contest, Dort College and Midland.